Close my eyes. Hear the flowers grow. As you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in social media. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallen, and I hope you'll like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. So you're stuck with me for segment two. We got Pastor Drew coming up for the next one, followed by Dr. Jennifer Weberman, and I'm giving them like double length segments, so you don't have to put up with me too long. But I want to read to you some of the things that I included in this week's column about commercials, ads, and lies. And I'm amazed how these things continue to apparently work when, at least to me, so much of it is so obvious. So, match any price or it's free. Well, there's a well-known mattress chain that makes this claim, and they do it with a big voice. Hey, match any price or it's free. And I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, of course they'll match its price because they're not going to give it to you for free. Duh. So, and if they have to match the price, that means they didn't have the good price in the first place. Love that. Money-back guarantee, another thing I love. Well, I'll give you a money-back guarantee. Now, some of them now offer a triple money-back guarantee, which means you actually don't have to pay for postage either way. But normally, a money-back guarantee means you'll get your money back, but you will have to go through such amazing hoops, plus you're going to have to pay at least one or more ways of postage. So, or there's a restocking fee, or there's some other BS, that stands for Bruce Allen, that will be there. Another one, free sample. Love. Free sample. Okay, because nothing's free. What does a free sample mean? A free sample means you give them your credit card, they send you the first one for free and charge you thereafter whether you want to or not. Now, I tried this once because whatever it was, I thought, oh, it's free. And they said they wanted my credit card and great. And I got the product, did not like the product. Excuse me, I actually didn't do it. I didn't get the product because they said they're going to charge me. I said, well, look, it says free on your radio show. Well, it is free, but then we charge you. And if you don't want to do it, then you can opt out. Well, we've all had experience opting out. And it's not easy to opt out. My other really favorite one is call in the next 15 minutes. Now, do they really think when they air that commercial for days, weeks, and months on end, that call in the next 15 minutes has any validity or any veracity or any truth? What about the first 50 callers? Same thing as above. Okay, you hear the same commercial over and over again, but the first 50 callers get an extra bonus. How about strict first come, first serve basis? Love that one, especially when the commercial, same commercial, airs forever. So I guess first come, first basis really means anytime come, anytime basis. Other stuff I really love is all the lawyer-sponsored commercials that express the desire to help you. There's a lot for mesothelioma. And I know they really, lawyers are in business because they want to help me. The fact that they take 50% of the settlement, oh, that's just a little, you know, cost of doing business. Another one I love, free MRI review. I love that. You pay for the MRI and we'll review it. Well, the MRI is what costs so much money. Hello. Okay, do people fall for that? My favorite, another one is Geico. The only hard part is which way is easier. What does that mean? Which way to McDonald's? Which way to Disneyland? Which way is easier? I dislike that almost as I dislike flow. Can anybody stand flow? Another great one. I don't want to use nicotine to stop smoking. Okay, you've smoked for 28 years. And now you might have to use nicotine for 7 days to wean yourself off this pernicious, horrible habit, but I don't want nicotine. Now, let's remember that every major vaccination for every major disease has a little bit of that disease in the vaccination. That's how you get rid of it, dummy. Okay, how about that company that tells you that they're going to clean up all the fire and water damage that happened? Like it never happened. It's on the side of their trucks. Like it never happened. Oh, I get it. You're going to somehow replace all those personal belongings, photographs, artwork, knickknacks that are one of a kind meaningful objects in our life. It's like it never happened. Does anybody buy that? Now, I really would love any and all of my listeners to go to the website, add their own favorites, but I didn't even touch on the incredible, unbelievable lies we see in our political ads. I don't even understand how the blatant lies that are put out by both parties, although I do think it's a little worse on the Democratic side, or a lot worse. I don't understand how you can blatantly lie, and if you fact check it, you can find out that it is a lie and not be held to some standard. On the other hand, we have our president telling us that we can keep the health policy we want. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and your premiums will not go up. In fact, they're going to go down. And all these absolute now clear-cut lies, and any consequences? Well, if there's not a consequence for our president, why should there be a consequence for Madison Avenue? Is the whole notion of consequences even a part of the zeitgeist anymore? I sure don't know. I mean, as I said, one of the best things that happened to me this week, in its own weird way, is I got hit in the parking lot, car to car, and the woman that did it owned it. And this morning I got a call from her insurance company. Why is that shocking to me? My expectation was, and I took pictures and I wrote down everything, because people don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't honor commitments. To her credit, this woman did. And I'm grateful. And it actually, in its own bizarre way, has sort of given me a lift. Just to believe that there is the goodness out there. I start to wonder. At times, and in the public sphere, I wonder all the time, but other than the impact that something like Obamacare has on me personally, as it does on everybody else, most of the time, those things are more global in concept. So it's time for a break. I hope I haven't bored you too much taking up two of these segments. Pastor Drew Sams will hopefully be joining us next if he calls soon enough, because it's we're starting a little early. So stay tuned for Spiritual Talk with Pastor Drew Sams next.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.